I absolutely understand that parents would be concerned about hearing about a potential situation where members of the opposite sex might be sharing bathrooms. On face value, that appears concerning. The problem is that the way the school district is handling this is on a case-by-case basis, with a great deal of confidentiality surrounding this very, 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 and I can't stress enough, very, very small population of students. We are endeavoring to be reassuring with parents, and the best evidence that I can point to by way of reassurance is the fact that literally for decades that the school system has been doing this, we have not had one complaint from a student, a parent, a community group. So that says to me that what we are doing is working. And indeed, that was the basis of my vote. Had there been any sort of indication that we were not handling this well, my vote would have gone the other way. Now, I understand that parents concerned about this would like us to say what it is we are doing. And as with any sort of sensitive situation regarding a student's health, well-being, privacy, we simply cannot do that and wouldn't do it for anyone's child. The other thing I'm hearing a lot is, golly, Neds, guys, could you not just have picked a third bathroom? Why can't students that are wanting privacy be directed to a third bathroom? The problem with this, of course, is it opens up a whole realm of legal implications. And if you think about it, it's a lot like saying, why don't you guys use that water fountain over here? It's not been a civil rights policy that has gone over very well. So some things that seem as easy solutions when you sit in positions of leadership are not as easy as you would think and often have unintended consequences that you have to think about for taxpayers in the community as well. So there's no good bumper sticker answer, but I can tell you as a parent, removing my school board hat and listening to my students come home and talk about this issue, BCSE is handling this extremely well, and I have no trepidation and would have no trepidation of sending a child of either sex through our school system right now.